In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I have a request for you, and I need you to pray for a young man that came to visit me yesterday. Not so young, but his name is Michael, and he's Jewish, and he's going to be celebrating Yom Kippur on Friday. So keep Michael in your prayers. Keep Michael in your prayers. We're looking at Mark 5, verse 21. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat, crossed the Sea of Galilee to the Jewish side, to the other side, that's the Jewish side, a great crowd gathered around him. Why? They want to touch him. They want to hear him. They want to be healed by him. Things have not changed. And he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be well again and so that she may live." This man has faith in Jesus. Somewhere along the line, he had heard about Jesus. I want to tell you, we are the ones who talk about Jesus. And somewhere along the line, a person will give their life to him because we talked about Jesus. We let people know who Jesus was. So he went with him, and a large crowd followed Jesus and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages, women trouble, for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus. Again, they talk about Jesus. She had heard about Jesus. What does she want from Jesus? She wants to be healed from this issue of blood. She wants to touch Jesus. And as a matter of fact, she had heard about Jesus and came behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately, her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she had been healed. I tell you about this woman. There were many people in that crowd, but this woman touched Jesus in faith. She knew that if she touched him, God was going to do something. She knew. She believed. Yet there are all these other people around who are following Jesus. Maybe they just want to see the miracles. But this woman came to touch Jesus because she had a miracle in her pocket. Oh yes, if I just touch him, I will be healed. I tell you, it's very important. We receive Holy Communion every day. If I just touch him, I will be healed. Immediately aware that the power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Jesus realized that someone touched him in faith because power issued forth from his body. And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you? How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened, came to in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. "I touched you and I'm healed. I touched you and I'm healed. I felt the issue of blood dry up. I touched you and I'm healed." I tell you, The only way we get healing is to touch Jesus in faith. Remember the man that they put through the ceiling, they opened the tiles up and brought the paralytic before Jesus? Jesus saw the faith of the four friends, not the sick man. He had no faith. He had been there so long. But the faith of his friends brought this man healing. Oh, yes. Sometimes people come to me and say, I don't have the faith. And you know what I say to them? Well, I do, and I'll have it for you until you get your own. That works. Then when God touches them, they have their own faith. They feel the presence of God. They know the presence of God. She fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed. Be healed of your disease. Now, while he was still speaking, some people came from the teacher's, from the leader's house to say, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing. Why? Because the little girl died. So they think. And so they're mourning, they're weeping, they're moaning, they're crying. When he entered, he said to them, why do you make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him. I'll tell you, their mourning was not very deep. They started to laugh at Jesus. You know, I know people that have laughed at Jesus. And eventually they became Christians. Oh, yes. Because they wanted what we have. That faith that moves mountains. That faith that heals the sick. That faith in Jesus Christ that brings blessings to people. I told you about the lady who came to me two Saturdays ago. She hugged me. She had rosaries around her. And I'm wondering, why is she hugging me? She said, I was a drug addict and you prayed over me and I don't take drugs anymore. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. No difficulty in stopping. That's a miracle. That's what Jesus did. I just did the praying. I just put my hands on her head. These people laugh at Jesus because he says she's sleeping. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. In other words, he throws out all the people who have no faith. All the people who have no faith. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which means, little girl, get up. And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. You know, he tells them, don't tell anybody. That's a sure way that you say don't tell anybody, that everybody's going to find out. That's human nature. Don't tell anybody that this little girl was dead and now she's alive. But you see, they're going to tell everybody. And what's going to happen? Jesus is going to be followed. They all want to touch him. They all want to hear him. They all want to be blessed by him. Don't you? Yes, I do too. How I need to be touching Jesus in faith. how I need to be loving Jesus in faith. How I need to be with Jesus in faith. You see, he's my companion, the one that breaks bread with me. Chapter 6 of Mark. He left that place and came to his own hometown, that's Nazareth, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at Jesus. No faith. They think they know him. Oh yeah, he's the little boy that used to walk the streets of Nazareth. They took offense at Jesus. No faith. His own native town, Nazareth. No faith. And yet, people who know nothing about God wanted to touch Jesus. The broken people who know little about the Lord wanted to be touched by Jesus. And they touched him. And he blessed them. That touch in faith brings healing. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Oh yes, Jesus, touch your people today. Touch your people today. They suffer. They need the touch of Jesus, Father. Touch your people today. Let them feel that you are in love with them. Let them feel the healing touch of the Master. Oh God, do this, I pray. Do this, I pray. Touch your people today. I see him touching somebody's leg, healing somebody's leg. I see him healing somebody's arm. Somebody's arm. Lord, touch the rotary cuff. Heal the rotary cuff. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their own hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Oh, they knew him. At least they thought they did. They didn't know him at all. Oh yes, they didn't know him at all. But you see, Jesus came to heal the sick. He came to deliver those who were in trouble. Oh yes, Jesus is still doing these things. By his stripes we have been healed. By his stripes we have been healed. Do you know that? Do you know that by the stripes on the back of Jesus you've been healed? Chapter 6, verse 14. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Yes, everybody's talking about Jesus. And I'm telling you, the Pharisees and Sadducees wanted nothing to do with it. They were jealous. They had no power. They had no power. Some were saying, "John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him." But others said, "It is Elijah." And others said, it is one of the prophets, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him up in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. I tell you, I don't know that he was just telling this to Herod. He was screaming it out from the dungeon. You are in an illicit relationship with your brother's wife, I tell you. But Herod was intrigued by John. And Herod has had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not. Herodias had a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous man, knowing that he was a holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to John. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and the rulers of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, I'm sure it was not a lovely dance, I'm sure it was a seductive dance, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask of me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? Remember, the mother Herodias hates John the Baptist. She replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately, she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for his guests, he did not want to refuse her. He was a coward. He was a coward. He cared more about what people thought than about the truth. Are you like that? Do you care about what people think? Do you care about what people think? They're going to think anyway. Oh, yes. They're going to think anyway. But you see, I'm not going to let them bother me by the grace of God. Let people think. You know, let them think about me. Let them think whatever they want to think. I'm just going to keep my eyes fixed on Jesus by the grace of God. I'm just going to keep my heart set on Jesus by the grace of God. Immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard and ordered to bring John's head on a platter. He went and beheaded him in prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When the disciples of John heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. You know, things haven't changed. Things haven't changed. We have so many persecuted Christians who die because they love the Lord. Things haven't changed. You see, you can see a miracle and deny that you've seen it, even though you know you saw it. I have an example of somebody. The whole church saw the miracle, and yet he had the miracle and went to his occupational therapy, and he was told it was impossible. So he believed the lie. The whole church saw the miracle when he was able to raise his arm. But you see, what do you think? What do you care about what people say? What do you care about what people think? They're going to think anyway. You may as well live your life in freedom and let people think. Don't be bothered by what people think of you. Be clear in your faith with Jesus. Be clear with your faith in people. Love people. Don't care what people think. That's their problem. Don't make it yours. Herod cared more about what people would think rather than he loved John the Baptist. At least he was intrigued by John the Baptist. Verse 30 of chapter 6. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." In other words, they've used a lot of spiritual power, and it comes to human beings, and Jesus says it's time to rest. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat, and they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried on foot from all the towns, had arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them. Do you know? Jesus has compassion for you. You're in bed. You're sick. He has compassion for you. Because they were all like sheep without a shepherd. I tell you, the only one who protects the sheep is the shepherd. And these people were like sheep without a shepherd. And the fox and the wolf wanted lamb chops. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They were like sheep without a shepherd. And what does Jesus do? He began to teach them many things. Why? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But Jesus said to them, "You give them something to eat." Puts the disciples in the spotlight. They said to Jesus, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, "Five loaves and two fish." Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups of green grass on the green grass, so that they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven, it sounds Eucharistic, and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And all ate and were filled. How could that be? It is. It was. Oh yes, it still happens. It still happens. In Juarez, Texas, or Mexico, they had brought a couple of chickens to the dump where the people lived in cardboard boxes. And there were so many people to feed. And I believe they only had two chickens. But you want to know what? Everyone got fed. God multiplied the chicken. You say, "I don't believe that." Well, you don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. You see, I believe it. I've seen Jesus use the little I have and multiply it. Multiply the little I have and multiply it. And when they all ate and were filled, they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. Do you see what Jesus knows how to do? Do you see what Jesus can do? Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, we ask for your blessing today. You are the multiplier. You are not the divider. God always multiplies. He never divides. We pray, O God, for your people today, that you would touch them by faith, that you would bless them, that you would let them know that they are loved with an everlasting love. O Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, heal your people, bless your people, and let them know that you are Lord and that you came to call sinners to repentance. May Jesus Christ bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.